She's not a good night to work in like, well, no.
The contrast.
You guys are all still here.
Sadly.
Just imagine if that puck crossed the line.
Did you imagine that that puck crossed the line?
No, actually I didn't. It's hard to tell. They couldn't tell on with HD cameras, so I definitely couldn't tell from the bench. So at that point you just walk to the locker room and try and go take a look, but it looked looked like they got the right call.
Do you worry though when it goes on as long as it did that maybe they think they might see something?
No, because it's, I mean, they're being thorough and the call's not made here. It's not a challenge call or anything. All those are made in Toronto. So I'm sure they were looking at all the angles. The hard thing is too is now I'm realizing like there's an actual game clock and the TV clock and sometimes they don't quite match up. So the TV clock was clearly had gone, but then so then I thought that, well, this is not even close, and then at the end they showed the actual game clock and it was a lot closer than I thought.
You see a lot of stuff you've talked about during the last week or so about trying to clean up in your game. Are you seeing that process start to come together a little bit more in these games?
Actually, I liked a lot of our game. I'll give pay a lot of credit. They pushed in the third. It was from our standpoint, we give up one late in the second in a period that I thought we really controlled. And so that was the big thing going in the room, is just making sure that, hey, there's still a lot of time left in this game. We're doing a lot of good things here. It does suck. We're down 2-1, but we felt in the room we shouldn't be. And, as it turns out, we battle back, but there was a lot to like in the game. Other than the fact we gave up probably a couple too many chances in the third.
Philip Harper, well, can always be streaky, but to get a goal like that where you simplify things, get a puck to the net and like mm-hmm. get a result like
well,
that.
Well, it's probably been a little bit of the Achilles heel is we're not shooting enough, and Hedy's the one guy that has to shoot it, and hopefully he watches the video of that one last night or tonight, but it's just another threat up there when he's shooting it, and he did tonight, and fortunate for us, went in.
Another few minutes, it will be last night. To have Seti Paquette back and see the play he made to start that forecheck to set up a tying goal, is that a good moment to kind of show what a good, strong, hard forecheck can turn into?
Well, he is an extremely important player for us, and so we start the year. With no Braden Point, no Seti Paquette, that's two very, very important players down the middle for us. And, we've kind of weathered the storm a little bit, but for him to come back the way he did, and he just brings an identity to his line. And I thought, they spent a lot of their night in the offensive zone, and they were banging, and he was the one leading the charge. So it was really good to have him back. And he finds himself out. The minute left in the game, which is another guy we need for that.
They had 45 plus shots and chances, but how much of those stays back as well as you're in the middle of the game? You have the Jordan breakaway that kind of really.
Well, and those are the things you got to clean up. It's, we'll go stretches without giving anything up, and then all of a sudden, power play gives us a breakaway. And, we have a bad change, they have a 2-on-1. So, there's times in the PP, obviously you're trying to score, but you do have to sense some danger, which we didn't. And just a couple changes we have to clean up. Another one was, cost us on the second goal. And, those are just mental errors we've made that, we got to correct.
Steven said last year there were times when we won games we shouldn't have won. There's hardly time to talk about that. We could talk about the process, but we're not even sure we believe it. Is that what, you'd love to have this record, this start this year? Does it kind of, talking about the process and going by.
We have a plan. That's what we have. And we are slowly improving and executing our plan. And it's been really nice to watch, you know, the what we've done. I mean, we've won three of four, and we've played some pretty, you know, pretty much playoff teams in this little run. And if we continue, you know, when you get rewarded with the results, the plan, or the word you're using, process, you know, it stamps a little validity to it. But there's so much time left, and you just gotta, especially with our schedule, we have, you know, these first 15 games. I like where we're at, and I like the way our game is evolving, but there's still room for improvement.
Good. Thank you.